The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open. This is for you.
Oh, there we go. I love that music. Ben Mangan wrote that music for Waking Up in America 25 years ago, I think. And we're just so proud to have it here, and I think it really addresses the issues of humanity today. You are listening to Waking Up in America's Our American Cafe, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. And we want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winter T, Tad Patterson, Protandin, and Jim and John at the El Pinto restaurant right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this restaurant has been around serving really great food, clean, wonderful food for over 50 years now. So we'll tell you more about those twins later. They have a dynamic tradition. One of our co-hosts is C.W. Wright, and we were just talking about where he might possibly be on the planet at this time. C.W. Wright is actually the president of Emergency Management Solutions, and he actually does relief work, and he's got a fleet of airplanes, and he goes around and helps out in the world. And wherever you are, C.W., we're putting our prayer for your safety out into the universe, because I heard that there is actually earthquakes happening in the Philippines, and I think you might be there, but I haven't heard from you in like 10 days now, so I'm not sure where you're located. I'm on the air this morning with co-host Randy Shannon, and we're inviting you to let people know that we're on the air and tell them to tune in. And if you miss this particular transmission, you can actually check it out next Wednesday at Waking Up in America. We'll be playing again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at wakingupinamerica.com, and you can hear the show, and it's also archived there, so we're very happy to have that happening. We're part of the 2,000-year-old Olympic flame. We're part of the Republic. Randy and I and a lot of the people that listen to this program remember what it was about to be a republic. It was about creativity. It was about freedom. It was about making a difference in the world, and that got started back in Greece back 2,000 years ago, so I joined the Olympic Torchbearers back in 1984, and people always ask you what your tagline is, and my tagline would be the Citius Altius Fortius, and the tagline is what best sums up your life, and Citius Altius Fortius actually means swifter, higher, stronger. So with that in mind, Randy, perhaps you'd like to say a little bit about yourself, because I met you through the Republic of the United States of America, a group of human beings I cherish deeply.
Yeah, that do a lot of good. So good morning, and great to be on the show again today. Just excited about life and what's going on. I just feel like there's good things going on all around us, small victories everywhere, and those add up. I am the founder of 42 Action and Bella Vita, two good companies that we've talked about in the past. And 42 Action, just such a great concept about remedy for the people. So I encourage everybody to go look at it, 42action.org. Get signed up. It's totally free. You'll learn a lot. Knowledge is our best defense. And a lot of people have trouble in the court systems and out on the streets, even when they're just driving a car. So it's remedy, and it's a lot of fun. And we don't have to do drugs or drink. We get high just off of what we do with our company.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then when you get high, you can be really happy and have the concierge service arrange things for you, because part of what we're about is reconstructing America, okay? There's been, we don't need to go into the details. People know about all of the different things that have been going on with the banks and with foreclosures and things of that nature. And I was talking to Will yesterday, Will Maddox. He's a coach, he's a speaker, he's an author. He has a new book coming out shortly called The Future Formula, and you should actually hop on over to his website at coachingservices.com and see what the guy's up to. He's got beautiful blue eyes, and he likes to wear blue shirts to go with him. So I will admit to you that probably, I want to say, what, 7 or 8 years ago, Will, I found you so valuable that I was willing to pay you $800 an hour. That's how good I think you are. And you can get him a lot less expensively. But he's got stuff set up for you on the website so you can tune in to him. So,
Well, you got me a lot less expensively today, Val.
I certainly did. Wasn't that clever of me? That was my
this
idea.
This worked out great for me. Let's go.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm telling you that because I want you to know how valuable I think the information is. I never paid $800 an hour to anybody in my life ever, and I never complained about it. I just figured out how to do it. And, Will, it turned me into a millionaire.
Oh, well, thank you for that compliment. I think I don't know that it turned you into a millionaire. I don't think I have the power to change anybody.
You awakened the millionaire in me, Will.
Well, there you go. If it's that one little spark that just needs to be ignited, then great. That's a good moniker to have, that you're the igniter of flames.
Yeah, especially Olympic flame, baby.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's a good thing. So I'm looking at your website, okay, and mm-hmm. would you tell our listeners some of the things that are available to them over there so that you can actually introduce yourself to them and to the treasures on your site?
Well, I'd be happy to. I mean, as you said a moment ago, I'm a business and personal coach. I've spent the last 17 years working with people and sharing my entrepreneurial experiences of being an entrepreneur since I was 17 years old. And not only my experiences, but the experiences of hundreds and hundreds of clients that I've had over those 17 years. And One of the things that happened to me on a personal level is that quite a few years ago, at the very beginning of that 17-year journey as a coach, I started asking myself what's worth doing and
well,
what's worth saying even.
Yeah.
And that process of saying, if you'll ask yourself what's worth doing, you'll find that most of what all of us do isn't really worth doing. And so, frankly, some of what we do is worth doing, but a large portion of it isn't really worth doing. And you start selecting things that have importance, at least to you, and that are positive, conscious choices. And so, I was led to become a coach and share ideas with people, which is something I think is worth doing. Sharing thoughts and ideas, opinions, and don't misunderstand, I don't care. Excuse me, if people believe what I believe or think exactly like I think. But I do care that they think, that they choose an opinion.
You ignite a spark.
That you ignite a spark, exactly like as we were talking about a moment ago. And so I think my website basically offers opportunities for people to think. I have a little two-minute video on the website that very briefly talks about how we get different results in life, that we actually are required to change, which is a really, you know, odd thought that almost everybody agrees with, but almost nobody does. Everybody wants a different result, but most people are unwilling to change anything. And so they get the same result, and they wonder, well, why am I not getting a different result, a better
right.
result, a bigger result? And so that's, in a sense, that's the essence of my belief system, is that if we want to get a different result, we have to change something. The future formula, which is also on my website, is, as you mentioned a moment ago, is the title of the book that I have. I just got word 2 days ago that it's actually available to me from the publisher for me to order, although it won't be public release date. Will probably be sometime this fall. It will be available to order pretty quickly on Amazon. And I'm actually offering a preview of that as a free ebook that's available on my website, which is the first three chapters, which includes the formula itself, which is a 7-step process. So those things are all available on my website, as well as my coaching programs, blogs that I put out, which are basically random odd thoughts, I guess you'd say, more than anything, that just to stimulate people's thinking. And again, I don't care if you believe like I do and have the same thoughts that I believe and say, yes, I just want to stimulate you to say, is this worth considering? And if so, can I believe this? Will it benefit me? And if it's yes or no, it doesn't really matter as long as you give it thought.
So we had a conversation. It was probably a half an hour or 45 minutes yesterday, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even think of inviting you to the radio until you said a particular thing. And I felt that the particular thing that you said was something that would be always reassuring to people and meaningful to people when they were in hard times. And I was looking at your website, and the word actually isn't there on the front part. I like what's there. It says, like you, your business has a body, mind, and spirit. And I don't think people think like that normally, that there's a body, mind, and spirit to business. I think there's one word that could be added, which would be a soul. And it was your conversation yesterday when we were talking about how everything that we actually, all the hard times are a gift. Everything is a gift, and we were talking about the evolution of the soul. And I don't believe I've had anybody on the radio in a couple of years that talks as precisely as you do about that. And that's what made me say, can you be on the radio tomorrow?
Well, so let me clarify a couple things. I believe the mind and the soul, I'm kind of, and I, by the mind I don't necessarily mean just the intellect, but I believe that our spirit, we are spiritual beings first, and we're on this planet to have experiences to evolve ourselves, to develop our soul, to add to our experience, both individually and collectively, and that role in that role we will be challenged by things that are circumstantial, that are situational here on Earth, that are all for our good. They all have the potential to work for our good, for our individual and collective good. So if you said, okay, we as spiritual beings are collectively connected, but we're individually actioned, let's say, so the benefit we get is both individual and collective, then every situation we go through, which we might label good, bad, or ugly, is really just an event. It's just a situation, and that it all is for our good. We're purposely here to experience those things. And you know, I think this conversation for us yesterday evolved out of a political discussion that said, okay, who's the president? What's going on? this is horrible. This is good or bad? And my response was that, well, to me, I would label things interesting. It doesn't really matter. My circumstance, my individual evolution, is not predicated on who's the president or or where I live, or the color of my skin, even. Those things are situational, and they affect me, obviously, and I'm not denying that. And I'm not saying I'm not involved or I don't care about those things or don't make choices about them, but they're not the things that determine my success or failure as a spiritual being and my growth on this planet. Those things will happen automatically, and everything works together for my good.
Randy, just so you know, I had a burr under my blanket about Barack Obama's birth certificate, and I was ranting just a teeny bit about it because actually John Roberts of the Supreme Court has granted a hearing on that particular thing. And to me, it just, I voted for him, and I went back to his inauguration. So I appreciate the actual evolution of Will's contribution, but I can't wait to see what the Supreme Court does, frankly.
I can't wait for that. And I also saw a really great video of Pastor Manning. If everybody wants to look that up, he put it out just in the last couple of days, Pastor Manning on Barack Obama. He's actually going to go down to Hawaii, and he's taking a whole group of people. So it's an interesting twist, and I love it. And then I also wanted to address this. I had this very conversation with somebody just last night on Facebook. I had an aunt who was posting up all these pictures of when I was a little kid, and I confessed to her that one year she hired me to babysit, and I've never really babysat. All I did was play with my cousins, and I was a totally wild child until I finally settled down and got married, and I don't regret any of the things that I did, but the reason for that isn't because, you know, some should be regretted. It was because they formed me into what I am today. And that wild child that I was kept me as the free spirit that I am today. And I love it. I love all of those trials and tribulations and great things that I went through all the way to today. And I welcome them.
In effect, that's exactly what I'm saying, that you can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that we look at, people have a tendency to get in a car wreck and they go, oh, this was horrible. And, you know, very often they'll come to a coaching call with me or something, and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late to the call. I was just in a car wreck. I said, were you hurt? And they said, no. And I said, well, then congratulations. And they'll say, wait, you didn't understand. I was just in a car wreck. My car was totaled. I said, good, congratulations.
I have to tell you something incredibly funny. Do you know who Byron Katie is?
No.
She wrote a book called Loving What Is. So I had Byron Katie on the radio, and a couple of years ago I was going to Larry Hagman's auction. He was a friend of mine, and he was auctioning a bunch of stuff off at Julian's. And I was all dressed up for the deal, and I had my Dennis Weaver hat, you know, and all this stuff. This is a really beautiful hat that I got from Dennis. And I was headed towards the auction, and the hat fell off the seat, and it was like I had stopped the car behind another person. The hat fell off the seat, and it fell on the floor. And the car was stopped, and as I leaned over to pick it up, I got my boot caught in the accelerator pedal, and I smashed into the back of this guy's car. Knocked his noodle off. And then when I got out of the car, I went, oh, congratulations, I'm so glad I found you today. You're never going to I never would have found you if I hadn't run into you. And I was what a great moment this is. He looked at me and he goes, you're just really fun. And this guy and I became, I'm not going to take close friends out of this, but I celebrated actually getting to meet him. And Joe actually is a very interesting man. He's a photographer and all this other kind of stuff. But I've done that twice. I've celebrated actually having an accident, and I want to tell you folks what they're talking about. I can tell you from direct results, this is fun, and it changes the whole nature of things, what these two are talking about.
Well, the other alternative for you, Val, was the woman that made the comment to you about nobody wants to see your, how do they say it? Nobody wants to see your sourpuss face or something.
Yeah, Lane. About maybe 20 years ago, there was this woman that was doing body work on me, and she said, when you see people on the street, just smile, because nobody wants to see your sour puss.
Yeah. You could go that route when you hit somebody, or you could do what you did, which was way more fun. I would have definitely taken your route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Randy, when you go down the street, I just bet you smile.
All the time. People must think something's wrong with me, because I'm like, so happy. If I go for a walk or a bike ride or a run, I smile at everybody.
So
the point
we see
is
what
you
happens
have a choice.
That's it.
I'm standing for it. Sidious, Altius, Fortius. Swifter, higher, stronger, and we'll attack a smile on the end of that. And smile. I jotted down a word when you were talking, Will, about a context of what you were talking in, and the actual, and I don't know whether you would, I think you would agree with this, the word I wrote down was eternal, that the soul is eternal.
Well, absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, my philosophies come from a broad spectrum of things, from quantum physics to spiritual beliefs to just what I've observed in personal life and what logically makes sense to me as well as non-logically. So eternal is a big part of it, is that I don't think we're here for a finite lifetime. I think that, you know, as a spiritual being, that probably I've been here many times and probably I will be here many times to come. But I'm here for a purpose, you know. I'm here to evolve and to change and to spark other people's change. And to me, again, looping back, that's what's worth doing for me. It's not worth doing necessarily for everybody. And I don't recommend it for everybody, but for me, that's what gets me up in the morning at 5 o'clock to be on the radio or to you know, or to be in conversation with people or to write a book or to do some of the things that I do and the work that I do with people. You know, somebody, you know, I don't believe in coincidence. I don't think things happen by accident. I think we attract things, and I believe that we attract what we need. This morning, I opened my email while I was sitting at my desk here waiting to speak with you, and somebody had sent me, my good friend Martha Hanlon had sent me an email, and the quote in the email is that you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Who does that sound like? Dr. Seuss.
So, Dr. Seuss. It comes from everywhere, you're saying.
He has it figured out. We get to choose. We're here, and the circumstances we go through, like the car accident we were just talking about or something, is just circumstantial. It's just an event. And if we label things interesting, then we get to choose. Is this something that I want to have be a good thing for me? Well, of course you do. And so choose for it to be a good thing, and watch for the opportunities that come from what most people would label as a negative event, and that will then make that a positive event for you, just like you were bumping into Joe and meeting somebody who then becomes a lifelong friend and contributor to your life. That,
you know what,
happen.
You're also mentioning, oh, sorry. The
I was going to say it doesn't happen otherwise.
I was saying crisis and opportunity in China. It's the same symbol.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting. But you mentioned something, and Randy, I don't know how much you know about quantum physics, but in my own way, I've lived my life by those rules. I mean, I actually started living my life for value when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I was aware of it. And I had a lot of stuff to wade through. And I'm sure what you were saying, Randy, you had a lot of stuff to wade through, too. So as we waded through that stuff, we took the benefit of it. So each time I create a conversation, I look to see how I can include more people in it. And actually, quantum physics works really well for me because I didn't realize, you guys, that Einstein was actually such a spiritualist. I finally read his book, Dr. Einstein and the Universe. It was like 78 pages, and I had to keep reading the pages over and over again for about 3 months before it got through to me. But what I saw is that he saw frequency, the higher frequency, as actually the space of what many of us would call God. And I like that a lot, and I also like the fact that in quantum physics, it says that when you look at something, it actually changes. So we've been trained as cultures all over the world to not look at things or to suppress things, and that doesn't work. That doesn't get you to where we're talking about today if you're unwilling to look at the things that are driving you. So would you guys care to comment on that?
I'd like to, you know, just in the last 48 hours, I had posted something up. Won't get into what it was, but I had posted something up on Facebook, and I got a lot of kudos about it, and I had like two or three negative people, and basically what it was saying is that, you know, it's time to move it or lose it. There's no time to waste. And what makes some people unique, and that's what I see this coaching website that you do so good, because so many people need it, but for some people, it's just ingrained in them, and you know, kind of what I'm talking about is just some people are just unique individuals that can just really make moves on things, just make things happen, and others need what it is that you're doing. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, it's interesting because I think this goes back to basic physics laws. That, you know, that says a body in motion wants to stay in motion, a body in rest wants to stay at rest. I think most of us are at rest. And most of us honestly don't want to change. Some of us may be miserable where we are, and yet we're unwilling to shift ourselves. We're unwilling to do that different thing that's going to generate the different result. And very often what it requires as human beings, because of our lifelong, however long that life is, of input, we become entrenched in our position, and we defend our position, and it's our cozy, safe place, and while we may say we want a different result, we feel powerless or too much fear to change. So change is a difficult thing, and if you can support people to change, the changes that they want to make, not imposing change on people, but supporting their changes, then the entire planet evolves and changes and as a result. That's one of those things worth doing to me.
Specifically what I posted, I responded to one of the naysayers, and I said, look, there are just some people that are willing to take risks, show guts, and are just perfect examples of what leadership, they give those examples of what leadership actually looks like. And what you're talking about right now is like this particular woman is one who's entrenched, got her heels dug in, and not willing. She needs you. This woman
needs
you.
She needed you too, Randy.
Well, I did let her have it a little bit.
She needed to have you actually say, hey, there's something better that we can do here, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like, I did say that, but she didn't like that. But yeah,
I sell ear cones, okay, it's a 5,000-year-old, the cone process is 5,000 years old, and if I sent out 100,000 emails on ear cones, for instance, and it cleans your station tubes and does all kinds of good stuff, clears up just many issues, because we have a lot of stuff trapped in our station tubes, if I get that, the three naysayers back, they're going to turn me over to the FBI, they're going to do all kinds of stuff. I used to, like, freak out when they did it, and what I started doing was saying, I'm so sorry that you really don't understand how this process works, because if you understood how that worked, then what actually would happen is you would actually enjoy some of the benefit out of it. Because I see that you don't, I would be more than happy if you come to town to give you an ear coning session, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they, like, cry and all kinds of stuff. They send me back stuff that they can't believe that I answered them back and all kinds of things. So I found that engaging them in a dialogue and offering to show them a different future on what they were thinking just worked incredibly well. And if whether or not you've noticed it, I've snuck very closely and carefully into the actual session where we tell people about how great our sponsors are. So I want to let you all know that we're on the air with Randy Shannon. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and we are incredibly lucky to have Mr. Maddox here today. I am just so delighted. You have no idea. So check out his website at coachingservices.com. And while you're at it, right here, I've got my cup of Sir Jason Winter tea, herbal tea, let's create a healthy life. That's what it says. I have my favorite is the peach flavor. And as you know, we've had Sir Raymond on a couple of times. And these guys are all about good health. And what happened was they actually got their Knights of Malta. Sir Jason is not with us anymore. Sir Raymond is. And both of these guys were made sirs by the Knights of Malta because of the contribution to the world that they made through their tea company. And this Sir Jason was actually condemned to having his throat, his tongue cut out. He had a certain kind of cancer. And let's just say that never happened, okay? And what happens with the different things that we talk about on Waking Up in America, we're very partial to things that strengthen your immune system. And Sir Jason Winter's tea is like that. And there's original blend that has a series of different herbs that were collected from around the world. So hop over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com. Once again, that's wakingupinamerica.com. And you can always send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And it's over there. You can just put in the address. You can see the bios on the people that are on our shows there. You can check it out. Another product that we like a lot is Protandin. And since I started taking Protandin, I'm 72, going on 73. And one of the side effects that I saw when I started to take Protandin was that I actually started remembering things that I didn't know I'd forgotten. And I started noticing that I had more energy, and I lasted well over time. So you really want to check these out. It says that they actually return your blood to the age of 20. Hey, I don't know what they're doing, but I'll take it. And it's $50 a month. And if you go over to the Protandin website that's listed on the right side of the page, make sure that you sign up or log in, because you can actually get $10 off. I think it's $60 if you don't. And totally, it is well worth it. Now, for those of you listeners who are here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you need to know about the Salsa Twins. And these guys actually have their salsa in Ralph's Markets all over the United States. And this particular group of this family grouping of restaurant holders has gone on for over 50 years now. And these guys are committed to bringing you the best in everything. And they're on top of it, they're adorable, okay? I haven't I shouldn't say they. I've actually met, and I'm very good friends with Jim, and I just am so honored to actually be associated with them. There's a good story there. Anyway, check out their salsa at your Ralph's Market. Also, Google El Pinto. They call it a destination restaurant. That's because people come from all over the place to get there and be a part of it. And then we have Stardoves, and Stardoves is on the website. Click on them. They are the ones who will send out like 100,000 emails at an incredibly reasonable rate, depending upon how you buy on them. And he's a wonderful guy. Roy, you just love him. He's a wonderful man. So I honor that. Tad Patterson, he's on the left-hand side of the website, and he tells you what your rights are. And the thing is so amazing that so much of the stuff we suffer from, we wouldn't have to suffer from it if we knew how the game was played. For instance, if you have to go to court on something and you say to the judge, "Your Honor, I sure would appreciate it if you would do Haynes versus Kerner," the whole game changes, okay? And the game changes because that instructs the judge that they have to help you, and they don't have to help you unless you ask them to help you. So there's just thing after thing after thing, and Randy's site's like that too. Between the two of these guys, Randy's site is 42action.org, and I don't remember the concierge one, so you'll have to pop in with that for a minute. So let me make sure I've taken care of all of our good sponsors. Yes? Mm-hmm. Well, one left. Jim introduced me to alkaline water, and I am absolutely in love. Cannot tell you. I have my alkaline water machine hooked it up. It's happening now. I'm drinking it. I've got it right here. I'm actually drinking it in a really big wine glass. It makes me feel extremely elegant. I feel a difference already. Alkaline water is amazing on many levels. I'm told that people have had improvement in their eyesight, all kinds of things. It's tremendous. If you want to give me a call about that, you can call 310-455-8623, or you can email me at val@wakingupinamerica.com, and I will send you a little thingy-jiggy that I put together on the power of alkaline water, and I will tell you a secret that's making me so happy. A friend of mine brought me tulips 14 days ago, and you know how fast those little suckers wilt. And I didn't have the alkaline water for the first part of it, so they were drooping over, little things touching the tabletop. And I got the alkaline water hooked up, put the flowers in it, they perked up, and it's now at 14 days, and I've got like three of them left. And that's alkaline water. That's what it does. So it perks you up, and it keeps you going, and it makes all kinds of things. I'd have to spend the whole rest of the radio program letting you know about that. So here you are. You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're on the air with Coaching Services, Will Maddox. Check out his website at coachingservices.com and Randy Shannon at 42action.org, and always feel free to contact them. Randy, what is your email, by the way?
Anybody can reach me through support at 42action.org. And then
Perfect.
If we really get to know each other and like each other, I'll give you my real personal one. But not on the air now.
Oh, you tease, you tease. Okay, so Will's is willacoachingservices.com, okay? The website is beautiful. I always, by the way, Will, considered purple, which you've got a lot of on your site, mm-hmm. as the soul and spirituality. So I just laughed when I got over to your site and saw it was purple.
Well, it's amazing how much purple is in advertising now. It's everywhere. All of a sudden,
thank
just
God.
In the last couple of years, yeah.
And it's, purple means what?
Well, I mean, when I see purple, I think of spirituality and the soul. That's just what I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think of when you see purple, Will?
I just like it. I don't know why I'm drawn to it, but, you know, you know me, Val. I've always been kind of in the blues and purples at range. That's maybe it's just me, but those are the colors I gravitate to, and I think because energetically, which is what we were talking about a few minutes ago, energetically I have some connection to that frequency or something, you know.
Do you remember when we were down in San Pancho and we were standing on the hill and we were looking at those beautiful, beautiful views and butterflies were standing on us? We were in the middle
of
the butterfly migration.
Yeah, that was amazing. I do remember that. Right.
Was that not magic?
That was magical. And, but you know, there are magical moments all around us. We just have to slow down enough to notice
them. That's one of the top ones for me. Here's the rest of it, though. You were wearing a blue shirt.
Was I?
You were.
Was.
And I turned around and I looked at you and your blue eyes, and these monarch butterflies, San Pancho has these butterfly migrations that go through once a year, and we were all covered in butterflies. And there I was, and I actually felt like I was with God or something at that moment. You know, the whole setting, it was like God was present. It was so clear to me.
Right.
And that's
well,
what we hope for everybody.
It's a magical place anyway, I think, so.
Yeah, I think so, too. So what would be the best thing you think we could give our listeners in the last 20 minutes or so?
The best thing that I would love to share with them would
be,
I'd love to share with them how they can attract opportunity in their lives, which is the essence of my book that's coming out, The Future Formula. It's a little 7-step process I use with my clients to allow them, to give them the tool, basically, to attract opportunity. People are always telling me, oh, Will, you're always talking about opportunity, and I don't get opportunities like you do. And I say, well, actually, you do. You're attracting opportunities. You're just maybe not seeing them or being aware of them. So they're very difficult to take action on if you're not recognizing them. But there's a process that I use with clients to attract opportunity in any area of your life. It doesn't have to be for business or money or finance. It can be relationship or spiritual growth or personal health or anything.
So are you just going to tease us, or are you going to share them?
Well, let me give you 7 steps real quickly.
All right.
Okay, this is the down and dirty. This is if you really want to change your life, these are the 7 steps. Number one is we have to have a goal, a clear goal of something we really truly want and or an idea for what we want for ourselves. And we need to write it down so that we're clear in our own mind about it. Number two is we have to believe it's possible. So the first thing I want people to write down is to write down goal. Second thing is write down believe. You have to believe it's possible for you, not for somebody else. And in other words, it's not saying, can Warren Buffett pay for this? It's, can you pay for it? Can you imagine yourself that this is possible for you to have this goal, to achieve this goal? And the third step is exactly that. Imagine or visualize. Visualize with as much detail, sight, sound, smell, senses, you know, what the circumstance is of you having achieved your goal. Do not try and figure out how it's going to happen. That's very, very important. Do not try and figure out how. That's not your job. If we try and figure out how something's going to happen, we figure out one path, and God has thousands of paths, millions of paths. There's an infinite way, a number of ways that things can be achieved, but you will think of one, and you will therefore limit how quickly you
Perfect.
Can get the results you want. Fourth step is if we spend time visualizing what we want, visualizing or dreaming or daydreaming or night dreaming or closing our eyes and thinking about picturing things is just as important as reality in terms of the reality that we have when we open our eyes. When we, you know, all those things become a part of our reality. So as we spend time visualizing things, the fourth step will come to us. The fourth step is expectation, and this is the key. When we expect something to happen and we have no doubt about it, that's what expectation is belief without doubt. When we expect something to happen, opportunity, which is the fifth step, automatically will show up.
Let me just say something with you, interrupt
yeah.
you here for a moment, because
sure.
I want people to understand that they're actually creating negative opportunity when they are determined to believe that they're no good or something of that nature. So we're always creating. I think that was the point I wanted to make. And Will's telling you how we can create whatever it is that we want when we don't realize how powerful we are because we've been busy creating loss.
We're creative beings. It's who we are. But people are, you know, we're kind of blinded to that because we're caught up in this having to work to achieve things that we're taught from the time we're born, you know. And so you're absolutely right. Wherever, if we believe and focus our attention and our visualization on the fact that we're failing or we're never going to be happy or we're not going to find the right mate or we'll never lose the 30 pounds we want to lose, then you're right, you won't. You'll actually attract opportunity to stay heavy and to stay single.
Yeah, exactly.
mm-hmm.
You know, and people don't realize that. If you would change and spend 5 minutes, a couple times a day, visualizing what you truly want, and don't be limited by what you've experienced before, because you cannot base your future expectations on your past experience or you'll repeat your past experience.
Which is what we do all the time.
This is
absolutely
key.
I don't trust you, Will, because I know.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want a different future, you have to be able to let go of your past experience. So that was step four, was to expect things to happen. The less doubt you have, the faster opportunity will come to you. Opportunity is step number six. And you will pretty soon, my clients wind up bombarded with opportunities, and they say to me, Will, I have another problem now. I have so many opportunities for success, I don't know what to do first. And we have to go through a process of learning to discern which opportunities are taking us toward our goals. Step number six, when you have opportunity, you have to take action. You can't sit back on the couch and wait for it to happen to you. You have to participate in your own success. So you take action on some of the opportunities. And step number seven is you will always generate a result as that will come about from the action you take. Even inaction will generate and result in something. And so then we go back and we measure, is this the result we wanted or not? So those seven steps, believe a goal, believe it's possible, visualize it, expect it to happen, creates opportunity, take action on the opportunity, creates a result.
That's
seven steps you can apply to any area of your life, and it's the essence. It's in the first chapter of my book. And it's on that free download on my website.
There you go. This is a big fat muy bueno. Let me just tell you one thing real quickly here. If you have doubts, fears, and considerations, I actually developed a process called Directed Breath back in 1984. And if you go over and check that out and read what I've written over there, and you can give me a call. And it's at drdoctorvalerie.com. I will actually give you a 20-minute free demonstration of this process and how I can actually neutralize electromagnetic blocks, which are the thoughts that you have, okay? If you have thoughts that say you can't do this and you can't do that, they're all rooted in the past somewhere, because we normally come in as pretty clean human beings, and then we are affected by that which is around us. And if we don't have the ability to let go of it, we're in trouble, okay? So that trouble is really very easy to remedy when you do it, when you're committed to it. So I will give you a free demonstration of that process, and you can call me at 310-455-8623. And I will also tell you that things like Protandin and alkaline water and ear coning, by the way, ear coning is on the website, the breath is on the website. In case you forget something, just go down. There's a person blowing breath on one of them, and then there's ear coning on the other. What you do physically also changes your point of view, and I am astounded at how much lighter I feel since my body is no longer acid. So what you're looking for is you want to take these things that he's talking about, and you also want to prepare your body for action. And most bodies are under 7 pH, and that's acid realm. And if you do things that put your body over 7, I find it easiest because I just have to drink water, and I like alkaline water, so I tend to drink more of it. And then, Randy, you have that concierge service and the other things that you do, but what Will doesn't know yet is that if Randy says she went riding on her bicycle, Will, it's probably like she went riding 30 miles because she's actually a triathlete, and unless you actually trip her up on it, you wouldn't notice it because she's so blasé about her physical accomplishments. And she has alkaline water, too.
I do have the alkaline water. I try to take out all of the bad that I possibly can. And I was feverishly typing notes as he was telling us all of that. At one point, you reminded me of Rich Dad, Poor Dad in the opportunity. You know, some will do the traditional routine, and hey, there's nothing wrong with that, but I flew against that grain my whole life. I went to college, I ended up quitting, then I went to college in three or four different states, and I would just take classes here or there. Not that I didn't ever want to finish it, and still even to this day I think about it, but I don't even have 2 years yet, so I don't want to get held down by that, and I think, gosh, I get started in something, and I bore myself sometimes. You know, I'll start a project, and it'll be the most amazing project, like Bella Vita, BVIconcierge.com is the website. BVI, Beautiful Life International, is what it's about. And, you know, I got started in that project, and I was loving it and writing it and just all the great things that came into it, a quote from Aristotle or Onassis, and it was, the rules are, there are no rules. And, you know, that's kind of what you're saying. And it's about living and being free, and you can be successful. Jeff Berwick, who I just came to recently know, who has the Dollar Vigilante, I was talking to you about him, Val. You know, this huge company, $240 million company that he created, and it became worth so much, and then in the bubble became worthless overnight. And so he took the next few years to just go backpacking in over 100 countries.
Wow.
Yeah, and just, you know, finding himself and trying to figure out how this whole financial thing works. And now he's got Dollar Vigilante, and he's a super interesting character that I hope we have on. So, you know,
we are going to have him on.
Yeah. And so, you know, it just goes hand in hand with, you know, with what Will is saying. And, you know, some of the things that you say, Will, I didn't do, like really sit and visualize. I'm a different kind of personality, like really big time A type, where I'll just dive into it. And even if it doesn't work, okay. You know?
Well, it was, you know, I have to say, Randy, I completely get that. I mean, I'm an A-type. I'm a starter myself. So the interesting thing, however, is we don't get measured on what we start. We get measured on what we complete. I mean, we get paid when we complete things. We get acknowledged when we complete things. We get recognized. All, you know, it's not, it doesn't matter. I wrote a book that I wrote actually 7 years ago, and it sat on my shelf. I didn't get any acknowledgement for that. It didn't do anything in the world until I picked it back up, went back, re-recorded it, re-edited it, put it out there, and I'm finally getting it to the world 7 years later. We get acknowledged and we change as we complete things, not just as we initiate things. And
that's
the challenge for starters like you and I. Because I completely agree with you. As soon as I understand how it's going to work, I'm totally ready to go on to the next thing. I know it'll work. You know, my dad, who was an engineer, used to say, if it works on paper, then it works. And he didn't take most things past the paper stage. You know, he knew that the formulas would work and the numbers worked, and so he lost interest and was on to the next thing.
That is it. That whole lose interest part. It's like, oh, I just need someone to kick me on the lose interest part.
You need a team. You need a team,
Don't you
Randy,
think the lose interest part is because you don't think you can do it?
No,
I just get sick of it.
You know,
and some of them are great projects.
It's the opposite. It's because you know you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know you can do it and how it's going to work, then you lose interest. What you don't lose interest in is things like being a
trap. Until you absolutely complete it. It's not completed when you, quotes, lose interest. And I'm suggesting that one of the reasons you lose interest is because you're not willing to take whatever the next step is, and then you call it boredom or loss of interest or something like that. When you visualize the stuff like you were talking about, you just keep clunking, and you go, what's next? And I say that what's next to take this thing into manifestation, there's so many good ideas around you guys that never showed up anywhere. I'm going to say that they definitely could show up and that you had to do something, Will, between your writing the book and putting it on the shelf. That something had to happen for you to take that book down and take it to the next step. And I think there's trillions of great ideas sitting on the shelf because there's something inside of humanity that doesn't say what's next and then just do it.
Well, I agree with that. I'm not arguing with that. But I do think what re-engaged me was a whole different level of interest in that same project.
Exactly.
In other words, I went through a contribution to that project at one point, and then 7 years later, through the encouragement of a lot of other people who said, hey, if you've written this book, you need to get it out there. And I started thinking, well, again, I went back to that question to myself of what's worth doing. Well, this is a way for me to reach thousands of people instead of reaching one or two people. It's that leverage principle that the radio offers and writing offers and public speaking offers if you're in front of enough people or that the Internet or Facebook offer, where you get to speak to thousands or hundreds at least and maybe thousands or tens of thousands of people just through the simple principle of leverage. And that's worth doing. So I got interested in it again, but at a different level for different reasons. But I think, Randy, back to your point, I think people like yourself and myself, we need to surround ourselves with those completers, those follow-through people.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Ain't just you two. Everybody that's listening to you.
It
everybody
is a whole lot of people.
It's everyone. We need to do this. We need to pull the things down off the shelves and put them into action.
There's, for instance, for books, for our listeners for books, I understand there are contacts, and maybe we can find out more about this, Will and Randy, but there are places that they can actually get books printed on the Internet. In fact, that's probably the direction, you know, with Kindle and all these different things, there's going to be a lot of ways to put out books that we don't have to get a publisher to accept us or something of that nature.
Well, Amazon has a self-published program now that's amazing. In fact, someone, another close friend, Janet Fish, just gave me her book that just came out called The Slimpreneur. She's having it, you can have them published one at a time.
Really?
And published through Amazon on, gosh, I can't think of the name of it now. It'll come to me in a moment. But they have a program just for self-publishing, and it's very, very easy. And so it's possible now for anybody to complete their book. And, you know, you've all heard the saying that says everybody has one good book in them. Everybody has great ideas to share. And the amazing thing about books is it's somebody's best ideas at that time. And so it's having the best conversation that I could have. So if someone picks up my book and says, hey, I want to know what Will's about, this is like having a conversation with Will because it's very conversational in its nature as well, but it's designed to, as if we were having a conversation and we were bouncing ideas back and forth like we are now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's absolutely wonderful. I was just going to Google, what would we Google? Because we could look this up right now and share it with listeners.
Put in Amazon self-publish.
I'm going to do that right now.
I've actually written several that I do sell. I get checks here and there from, I sell them through ClickBank, basically.
What is
and,
that?
ClickBank.com, they take a certain percentage of the charge. And I wrote some, like, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe, and they still sell today. About every 6 months or so I get a check, which is really nice. Yeah, and one of them I cranked out in like 24, 48 hours. I mean, it was quick. And I still get paid for it today, so.
Right now, just this conversation, we have about 100 listeners, 100,000 listeners at the moment, you know, as this program has circulated, Will. If even one or two of them took this and go over to Amazon and check that out, there would be a lot of stuff coming off the shelf very soon.
Create Space is the name. I just looked
it
up.
Create
Space is the name of Amazon's self-publishing program.
Perfect. Perfect.
They also have programs that are designed for people who are writing electronic books only, like for Kindle and for Nook and things like that. Very, very easy. I would also recommend that your listeners go to Bookmasters, which is an international book publishing. They've helped me tremendously with my e-books and made it very simple for less than $1,000 a book to get your book edited, cleaned up, covered, all designed, formatted, all those things so that you can have a professional-looking book come out on Kindle or Nook or for electronically, and they do the distribution for you, too. So there are some resources that are available that make it very, very easy to write now.
That's terrific, and I just want to make a point. If you just noticed something that happened, I went to my computer. I couldn't access what I wanted to access on the computer, and I have two friends that actually were able to make that happen because none of this happens unless we're in love with each other and in partnership with each other. We will all be struggling on our own, and I would have failed at something that I wanted to have accomplished if I didn't have friends that were working side by side with me. So we want to create that kind of world. We're actually into the last minute or so of the program. Remember that you have friends, and use them and enjoy them because they'll enjoy being part of what you're trying to accomplish too. I'm deeply moved by the quality of friendship and accomplishment that radio has offered me over the 20. This is the 26th year of doing Waking Up in America, and I'm sitting here actually wearing Larry Hagman's old hunting jacket. I feel like an icon when I wear it. It's a nice one. It's actually a cover up that I have, you know, that he would wear over his clothes, and I sit here thinking how I never would have known Larry if it hadn't been for the radio. And I would have never worked in the hydrogen car drive if it hadn't been for Dennis Weaver. And just these are people that all had projects that meant something to them in their lives. And you can have the same kind of accomplishment and good feeling in your life when you actually do what Will said. Find something that means something to you. And when you do what Randy does, she just powers through everything. She's extraordinary person to have with us here today. And I just want to say thank you. And this program has actually been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, we miss you and love you, and I can feel your presence because I'm wearing your jacket. And DrValerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out, and that's Dr. B-A-L-E-R-I-E. And we thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of Emergency Management Solutions, Sir Jason Winterty, Protandin, Alkaline Water, Stardoves, El Pinto Salsa, and those darling twins, Jim and John, Tad Patterson, you're not crazy. Of You Have the Right. A big thank you to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, DeMont, you rock DeMont, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale. I expected him to drop in and say something. Maybe he will before we get off. There he is! I heard him say yeah. Mike Vitale, Ron Simon, and Stacey Anderson. And Ron Hayes, you really make things happen here. And merci beaucoup to Brent Bentmeigen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free gift if you send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. I will pop you over this theme music, which I think is just perfect, and it has been for years. And next week, invite a friend to listen at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, Sidius Altius Fortius, do a mitzvah today, which means give someone a boost. And really, thank you for listening. And we want you to sing and dance until next week. And Mike, would you like to say something on the way out? Because you've listened to a hot program, and you just got $800 worth of free coaching.
You know what? It was a great program. Love you all. See you next week.
And there you go.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having me, Val. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.